Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblical Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. In this episode of today's podcast, we have our sermon from last evening, from our Thanksgiving evening worship, where we talked about the lepers, the 10 lepers from Luke chapter 17, as well as the other two readings we touched on, the reading from Deuteronomy 8 and Philippians chapter 1. Here goes.
Dear fellow redeemed, have you ever felt left out? Left out, maybe you're the last person at recess being picked for a team, and the person with the last pick says, no, it's all right, you can have them. Left out, maybe your mom forgot you at the store, and they got 20 miles down the road. Oh, there's chuckling here. They got 20 miles down the road before they realized that somebody wasn't in the car. Left out, maybe you just were lying awake one night before bed and you got scrolling social media, and all that ended up doing was reminding you of what you don't have and reminding you of, wow, they're doing some pretty cool things over there, and it looks like those people are going for a trip, and those people have some other exciting news, and here we are punching the clock and nothing too spectacular, nothing to report. Left out. That's what this man felt. And he didn't just feel it as some nebulous feeling, like in the pit of your gut or the back of your mind that you don't want to talk about, but he felt it in this everyday kind of way, where he wasn't even allowed to live in the city with everybody else. In the close house next to one another, with the city well right in the middle, maybe a wall around the city if it was a big city. But he is allowed to live out in that little tent village, like way over there, almost ignored. And every time that he was approaching somebody else, they had to call out, leprosy, unclean. Because there's this funny thing about the way God set up the Jewish religion, the Jewish faith, is he wanted to communicate again and again in a very, very personal way. He wanted to communicate that a person cannot make himself or herself clean and retain that cleanliness enough to stand in God's presence. And so this man with this skin condition that Luke terms leprosy, probably a contagious skin condition. And this man, if he were to hand you a piece of paper, well, you couldn't even touch it. Because if you touched him, you became unclean, which meant you were excluded from the worship life of Israel, which meant you had to live away from everybody else, or you had to sacrifice an animal in order to be cleansed. You couldn't shake his hand. He couldn't give you a hug, even if he was your own child, and unless you wanted to go through all the rules and regulations of maybe being set aside for a few weeks without any contact with anybody, or going through all the sacrificial system of having that uncleanness taken away through the sacrifice of a lamb. And if you touched anything that he touched, you were unclean. If you sat anywhere he sat, you were unclean. And so there's this group of guys that's way out there feeling kind of left out. Kind of really left out. But you see, our God has a real funny way of dealing with people who are left out. He invites them in. He invites them in because that's what he did with in our very first reading. God takes these people who are left out, his own chosen people who are totally left out, and they are being slaves down in Egypt, and God takes them and makes them his own and calls them his chosen nation. And he says, oh, by the way, it gets so much better than that. He provides them with all they need for body and life, or whatever else we said in the first article, food and home and clothing and shelter. He brings them through the wilderness, providing for their needs every day by giving them this manna from heaven. And he promises them, I'm taking you to this beautiful land of milk and honey where you won't even have to work and it'll just sprout up for you. God takes people who feel left out and he blesses them in a way they never expected. He provides for their needs. And you might say to yourself, well, Pastor Hagin, I get that, but everybody in the world is provided for by God. And you'd be right. That God is the one who causes the rain to fall on believer and unbeliever. God is the one who causes the grain to sprout, whether it's in Ohio or Kenya or anywhere in between. Every person benefits from God's personal attention in providing for their daily needs. But God takes people who feel left out, who maybe have been left out, and he blesses them. That's our second reading from the book of Philippians, where Paul could be sitting there wallowing and throwing up his hands and saying, come on, God, I work so hard for you, and this is what I get. I get to sit in prison. But instead of doing that, he's so incredibly focused on the blessings that God has given to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, God takes these people who are left out, he gives them a home, he gives them a place, and then he says, oh, by the way, let me give you my son. Let me give you my son. Not only to take away your sin for today, not only to create this new life of faith that wants to serve God today, but also the assurance that no matter what happens today, tomorrow, or the day after, you have an eternity with God in heaven. And he's going to prepare you to be pure and blameless in his sight. Lots to give thanks for, isn't there? And if God stopped right there, that might be enough. That would be more than enough. Because what else could God give besides his son? Well, he could send his spirit. And that's what we see in that third lesson. Because we don't want to hold up that Samaritan leper, that formerly leprous man, and say, well, he was thankful, so we should be thankful, so have an attitude like the Samaritan and go on your way. Make sure to thank God for everything. Good night. Amen. That would be the worst of tragedies, because that would turn the attention inward to you and me, to our action. When God wants to turn our attention outward to how he has blessed us, each of us, personally and individually, all the first article things from all that we need for body and life, all the second article blessings that your Lord has taken away your sin, not with gold or silver, but with his own precious blood. And the third article truths, that he hasn't left you alone. That he hasn't left you alone to say, well, I've made you my own, now go on your way, the world will have its temptations, but good luck. Good luck, storm the castle. No, he says, here is his spirit to live within you individually and personally, because that's who our God is. He is so incredibly gracious and so incredibly giving that he takes people who feel left out, who by all rights should be left out, and he makes them his own. He takes you and me, and he looks at you, and he recognizes, and he says, you know what, friend, no matter what your circumstance or situation is, no matter what part of your life, no matter what pain in your life feels the most left out, he has the remedy for it. And yeah, it might be in one of these three buckets of, you know, the external blessings, all that we need for body and life, the spiritual blessings of Jesus dying and rising to forgive your sin, or the ongoing presence of God, which is the continuing strength to fight against sin and to glorify God with your life, so that you can know, no matter how left out and lonely you might feel, maybe it's somebody stranded in Denver, maybe it's the silly little scrolling on social media, no matter how left out you feel, God does wonderful things with people who feel left out. He provides for them. He gives them all that they need for life forever with him. And then he comes and lives with them individually and personally. I could think of it this way. When I was growing up, Thanksgiving, we usually went over to grandma's house. You know, if you live within driving distance of your grandparents, maybe you've done the same thing. And grandma would come around the table with, or she'd come over to the kids' table, that was, with the mashed potatoes or the gravy or the fluff, that orange fluff, whatever it happened to be. Nobody really knows. And she'd start scooping. And eventually I'd put up my hand and say, that's enough. No, I'm good. I don't know if I can finish all this. And she would do one more. Well, you know, just in case. Even though I would have said to my own grandmother, no, that's enough. You can stop there. You don't need to give me any more. She gave me more anyway. And that's the way our God is. Yes, comparing him to my grandmother. But yes, he wants to give. He wants to keep on giving. And to people who think that that they've been left out and they realize what God has done for them, God wants to keep on giving. To people who think your plate is full and there's no more space for any blessings from God, God wants to keep on giving. To people who think that, you know what, what God has to say to me is something I'm not comfortable with right now, or whatever comfort God thinks he has for me, it's not really hitting the spot right now, God wants to keep on giving. Test him in this. And in your prayers, in your thoughts, in the Lord's Supper, just take a moment, thank God for all of his gifts of the first article sort, that he still preserves you richly and daily by providing clothing and shoes. For all his gifts in those second article gifts, that we can stand before him holy and blameless today. For all those gifts in the third article gifts, that he wants to increase your faith and your godly living, and to reassure you that you aren't left out today or ever. And so when Thanksgiving rolls around tomorrow, I don't know if it's going to be the gravy, the turkey, maybe that cranberry something or other, you know, the jelly kind that you cut according to the ridges. There might be a time where you might, you know, put up your hand and say, no, that's enough, I'm good. Try it with God. And you'll see. You'll see how much he wants to keep on giving. So, Thanksgiving, of all the things to give thanks for, how about our gracious God who takes those who feel left out and he keeps on blessing? Amen.